Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
As we study God's characteristics, the most difficult to wrap our minds around just might be God's infinity. As a finite creation, we try to think of ways to comprehend infinity, like the depths of the ocean, or energy, or outer space. Yet it's almost impossible to fathom the ways in which God's infinite nature impacts our theological developments. God does not occupy any one space. Yet he occupies all of space. In Acts, Paul made it clear that God does not dwell in human shrines. Jeremiah recorded God asking, "Am I only a God nearby and not a God far away?" Indicating that God is both present locally and infinitely. Elijah asked the prophets of Baal if their God didn't show up because he was on a journey, indicating Baal's limited potential and God's unlimited presence. So while God's presence is everywhere, he can still be somewhere as he showed up for Elijah. You might ask about when Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he would be." Doesn't that indicate God comes and goes? Well, he was not referring to physical presence or space, rather spiritual impact and the special nature of the gathered church. See, the wonderful news of this spatial aspect of God's infinite nature is that he is not in one church building or helping someone in one place and not in another. Like when Superman has to rescue a runaway train and a sinking ship, rather God has no difficulty dealing with all of creation's needs simultaneously, universally, and completely. God's infinity also impacts his knowledge. He does not grow or develop. His understanding is immeasurable, as the Psalms record. Hebrews tells us that all of creation is in his sight. Jesus said he watches the sparrows and knows the number of hairs on our head. Nothing is new to God. Nothing surprises him, and he doesn't learn of your faults and failures and weaknesses. He has known them throughout eternity, and he still loves you and created a gospel for you. Finally, God is all-powerful, and no, he cannot make a rock so big he couldn't lift it, for that idea alone would violate his nature. However, Jesus told us that with God, all things are possible. All throughout Scripture, we see evidence proving Jeremiah's statement that, "Sovereign Lord, nothing is too hard for you." We could go on and on about God's infinite nature for, well, infinity. So the takeaway for our purposes is this: the infinitely present, knowledgeable, and powerful God loves you. He made a way through Jesus for you to know him, and he wants to usher you into his kingdom. Seek him today, and you will find him.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.